702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
24 after 8, the big international story, of course, is this UN resolution calling for a ceasefire, at least for until the end of Ramadan. And this time, no US veto to stop it. Adam Gilchrist, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Bongani. Yeah, noteworthy, isn't it? Absolutely. As we were hearing, that 14 countries basically approved the UN resolution, one abstained, the United States, but that's a big change in policy. Previously, the US has agreed with Israel that any ceasefire had to be linked to the release of hostages. Israel has immediately expressed its disappointment that the US has changed from that. But there is an element of the US has been putting out some loud words to Israel saying, come on, guys, you know, play the game. And there's been no change at all in Israel's bombardment. Overnight, there have been airstrikes in Rafah. Overnight, there have been, well, certainly gunfire and explosions in Gaza City. So the call for an immediate ceasefire has seemingly fallen on deaf ears. And also, the Israeli delegation has pulled out of a trip to Washington to talk Turkey with America. So when the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the resolution must be implemented and the failure of that would be unforgivable, I'm afraid, again, there are some deaf ears being turned. How you solve this? Well, maybe a United Nations and a united United Nations could make a difference, will make a difference. But at this stage, Israel's going it alone.
Talking about more of the same, China accused on data theft by the US and the UK.
Yeah, two separate reports on this, but on the same day. They must have been linked. Nobody said they were, but they must have been linked in some way. But anyway, both essentially accusing Chinese companies linked to the Chinese state and Chinese individuals linked to the Chinese state of hacking. In America's case, to US officials, was the Justice Department and the FBI, in the UK's case, into the Electoral Commission. So our last election in 2021, the thought is that data was taken. You wonder what data could be taken. I would have been one of the 40 million voters in the last election. What did they get? Did they get my address? Maybe they got more than that. Seven Chinese nationals have been charged in the United States with enacting a widespread cyber attack campaign. In the UK, it's one company and two individuals. But the sanctions that have been announced are, I don't know, whistling in the wind. They're not really huge because, after all, we still need China. So it's like, on the one hand, wagging a finger, on the other hand, accepting a new trade deal. How this plays out over time, we don't know. But certainly, I mean, formally, both the American and British governments are absolutely telling China, stop it with the hacking, stop it with the cyber attacks. I wonder if that'll make any difference.
And Adam, all this couple wanted was a little bit of peace and quiet.
Yes, and they have bought the world's loneliest house. I imagine there are a few challengers to this title. It is the very definition of getting away from it all. Absolutely. This is a lonely house on an isolated island. In fact, it's so small, it's not even an island. It's an islet off the northern coast of Norway. To get to Skalman, you'd have to take a flight to Oslo, then a small plane to Molde. You've got a three-hour drive, two ferry crossings, another 7 kilometers by private boat, and there you are on your islet that is a bird reserve and also cut off from the rest of the world. No one's allowed to visit through the summer months, through the Norwegian summer months. And yet, there was a fevered bidding war to buy this house. Eventually, it went for 2.5 times its estimated value. So people wanted to get away from it all. And I'm guessing that Andreas Bijeroy and his wife, Mona Cruz Bijeroy, are not party animals. They will be heading that way. First dinner party will be interesting if you want to undertake the journey.
And I imagine they're not worried about crime, Adam Gilchrist. We'll have to leave it there for this morning's Worldview.